NWA Mobile. RJN, KN4, VWA.
KN4, RJN, what's up, Steve?
Oh, just checking. I'm out in this little mobile, my little one, not the truck. Checking to see if this radio is still getting out. I did pick up the Aries exercise on this radio. But like I was telling W4EEY, my little handheld it doesn't break the squelch.
What's the handheld pump out in watts?
Watts, and I'm not even sure I could hit that repeater. I'm not sure where it is. But anyhow, it's on the front end, on the receiver end. I've got the squelch set at 1, and it wasn't popping it. So I'll play with the squelch a little bit later and see if it pops in on it.
Where's the exercise taking place? North Carolina?
The South Carolina region section. It's all over the state today.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with it. I thought South Carolina already did theirs, and they were up in North Carolina now. So you don't know where the repeater is that you're trying to hit?
I just haven't taken the time to look it up. It's a South Carolina repeater on 145.470.
The freak.
145.470.
Find that. Stand by.
It's up on Caesar's Head over on on the other end of Caesar's Head.
Hit poor DJC. That repeater's got a tone on it.
I'm going to transmit into it, friend. I'm just trying to observe and listen to the activities on the exercise. No, you'd never want to transmit on somebody having an Aries exercise.
You're just fine. I've heard them all morning on mine. I'm listening on a 2-meter Kenwood with a rubber duck. It just full gliding on me and Anderson.
I was telling my friend there, I've got a little cheap Baofeng. And I've got my squelch set at 1. If I drop the squelch all the way off, I could probably get them, but I'd have to listen to all the static in the background.
I heard them this morning. I didn't interject anything then, but I didn't know if you were having trouble getting into it or what was going on, but I could hear them and hear them in the background, too, when the repeater's up. But, yeah, that was located. That one is either. I'm not sure where that repeater is now. It's not a difficult repeater to get into for me from here on 2 watts. So normally, because a lot of times they have that. That's the same one they do the Skywarn at through.
Roger. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's on Paris Mountain or up on Caesar's Head. I'm not sure. John, you still back in there? Did you find it?
Correct. That's the K90H repeater, the one they use for the Skywarn net. That's on Caesar's Head.
Yeah, I thought it was up on Caesar's Head. I just wasn't sure. And I do occasionally have a little trouble hitting repeaters up on Caesar's Head with my HD. You know, I'm all the way. My QTH there, Anderson, is over on the northern end of Spartanburg County, up here next to the state line up at Inman.
The Blue Ridge net repeater is up on Caesar's Head, and you're coming through on that, all right?
That's if I stand on 1 foot, scratch my belly with the right hand, and make sure that I'm standing out there by a large mass of metal by my truck. A lot of times I'm on my base when I do that, you know, when I check in. Now, I was on the handheld this morning, and it seems to be getting out pretty good, but, I've already listened to the exercise after I came back out and got on my mobile out in the truck, or in the car here. It's picking it up just fine.
Also try taking the head of a chicken and put it in a brown paper bag. Swing it over your head while jumping up and down on 1 foot under a full moon and yell, whoopee.
The neighbors last night.
9. David's having a fire K.
Reception, but it's entertaining for everybody watching.
I wouldn't mind. I got a good sense of humor.
14547, repeater down in Mullins. It's got a different PL tone. It's 123, but, and that's down in Marion County.
I got an email on that last night. I forget who it was from. But anyhow, they were telling me that the exercise was going to go on today, and I was just curious, so I called a friend of mine, WR8RW, Robert, and he was telling me about it. It's a stationary exercise, and, you know, everybody just simply operates from their base. They don't go out. So, anyhow, I'm kind of hoping that I can get involved with that.
On my little dual band here, I've usually got K9OH on the other band, and I haven't heard a whole lot this morning. Sometimes I pop him off so he doesn't override this net, which is where I spend most of my time, but I haven't heard anything.
VFOs on that radio?
Sam, if K9OH comes in while I'm listening to Blue Ridge, it'll override it, so I have to pop it off of there and put it on something else to do the net and that sort of thing.
Huh. Will that radio of yours cross band?
I set it up and I haven't read the whole book.
Okay, well, it's not necessarily a fact, but a lot of times when a radio like that has dual VFOs, it'll cross band because the second VFO is your receiver, and it just crosses over into the other VFO for transmit, so that you can have two frequencies side by side, and you can cross over, and that makes my little Baofeng get out just anywhere I want it to, even if I'm inside Walmart.
Well, I can flip back and forth between the two bands with a keystroke, but I don't know if it'll cross band or not.
What radio and what model is it?
No.
That one again. It's a Monsoon?
Moon. I assume I'm pronouncing that correctly. Whiskey Oscar Uniform, X-Ray Uniform November.
Oh, and what model is it?
Glasses on. It's a KGU. Oh, 0920P Alpha.
KG 9.
Put a flashlight on it. Correction, that's an RG dash Uniform Victor 920 Papa slash Alpha.
Okay, one more time.
Romeo Golf dash Uniform Victor 920 Papa dash Alpha. I'm on K9OH right now. Somebody was trying to call EOC. But anyway, you still there, Steve?
Yeah, I was trying to listen for them to pop in there again. I heard them pop in. They'll be in there again in a second. I'm not finding that thing. That's an RG92. I'm not seeing it.
Look again. Steve, I found the book. I can read that. It's a KGUV920P Alpha.
Figured. And I found it's W-O-U-X-U-N.
On K9OH now?
Oh, yeah, they're blasting through now.
What song? W-O-U-X-U-N.
It was dropped way out to nothing. KN4, RJN, KN4, VWA, are you still in there?
Still here. I was listening to K9OH. I heard Will trying to call whoever it was, and he couldn't hear him, but I could barely hear him. But Will was blasting the speakers out.
Oh yeah, I can hear the other guy. He was over in Rabun County, Georgia.
For that, Steve.
Can't stop on how they're doing that, aren't they? He's pretty down low in the audio.
Guy in Anderson pretty well, but I can barely hear the guy that's talking to him.
My volume and gain up, way, way up to hear the other guy, and then dropping it way back down before Will blasts us out again.
I can just barely hear the guy. I can hear the voice, but I can barely make out what he's saying. But then Anderson comes back on, and he's clear as a bell.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I just looked your radio up, bud. You can crossband on that puppy. And not only that, but you've got four-band transmit and receive and eight-band receive. That's a nice little radio. Now, I didn't look and see what the all the bands are. What are they? 10, 6, 2, and 440?
Like that. Let me look in the book here and see what all bands it's got.
I've got in my truck, and I've got the same deal in this Kenwood radio that I've got in this little car.
Look at it when you come over this evening.
If it'll do all that like it advertises here in the Google description, you got you a nice radio, bud.
Don't work for me.
What you can ask for right there, bud. I just wonder if it'll do sideband on 10 and 6.
Haven't tried it.
Again, K and 4, BWA. Are you hearing them now, or am I just missing them?
Putting my volume down on that one. Hang on. Meter just identified itself, but other than that, I haven't heard anything.
Unkeyed.
How long does this exercise run, do you know?
It runs pretty much until about 6 or 7 o'clock this evening, or maybe even longer.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30, the Skywarn net runs on that repeater.
Well, now, are you part of the Skywarn?
Again with them from time to time.
Like a formal thing where you gotta sign up for it.
Anybody check in, and then you know, Billy or Tommy run the net. Billy's in Greensburg or Columbia, excuse me. Tommy's up here in Simpsonville, I believe, and one of those two run the net, and then they give a weather report, and that's about it.
I got to get my radio programmed up to hit that. And so what? When do they do that?
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30.
All right. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30. And it's on this 145470 repeater. Well, Lucky, I got some programming to do.
A lot of the folks that check in on the Blue Ridge net also check in on that net. I hear a lot of the same voices.
Well, hey, a buddy of mine was just down at, I think it was, what's the Walmart place? Sam's Club. And he sent me a picture where the beer and wine and the toilet paper have all been cleaned out.
Well, okay.
Just encourages you not to sneeze just in case you need toilet paper after the fact.
Go to the store in a little while and get some stuff, but that ain't one of them. I do need to get some.
Well, Watson, I'm just about to destinate at my first stop down here at Sparkleburg, and I'm going to run in and do my thing, so I'll catch you a little bit later on, and go ahead and plan on me being over there this evening for the net, okay?
To the store and get some more beer.
Are you calling the net tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Are you calling the net tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
I just want to make sure that you were or weren't calling tomorrow night. Alright. I got something in my head. So anyhow, I will talk about that when I get over there a little bit later this evening, okay?
You take care of yourself. I'm back on out of here. JN4RJN clear.
RJN, KN4, VWA, 73, clear, big boy.